This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Cash flow is king, as the saying goes, and this is one of the most important areas of concern and focus for businesses as we navigate a post-MCO economy. A business coaching expert, Jeevan Sadevan, is here to take entrepreneurs through 9 fast cash generators that can get businesses to make that journey from merely surviving to thriving and dominating markets fast. So Jeevan, nice to be speaking to you again. Of course, you come on the first Monday of every month. We missed him last month because it was a public holiday, but never mind, he's back. What's the first one, Jeevan?
All right, so let's go right in. First one, number one, one of my favorites. The first one is rework your past customers list. Rework it. Now, of course, this assumes you have a customers list, a past customer list. So if you haven't been keeping track of your past customers, guess what? You got to start, either get in a software or do it manually, whatever way you got to do it, but you got to start to track that. Now, once you've got this list, you want to start to rework it. And to help you understand this, just do the math, very simple math. Let's say you've got 5,000 customers and you run a promo, you run an offer, you rework this list of 5,000 customers, you get back to them, you email them or you call them or you do a combination of emailing and calling, and you get 10% to come back. So that's 500 customers. Mm. And you get them to spend 1,000 ringgit. That's 500,000.
Right.
That 500,000 now can pay for a lot of other campaigns. And you see, so this is the thing. Many businesses, they just leave it alone. They leave their customers alone. Now more than ever, you want to absolutely rework your past customers list. You want to look at customers who haven't come back in the last 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Pick up the phone, connect with them, talk to them, give them a new offer. And the way to think about fast cash generator number one is add value. Mm. Add a lot of value to these guys so that they would come back. Rework, and any business could do this. You could be a restaurant and you could make a call or send out a WhatsApp or an email saying, hey, we've got a new menu and it's some really nice stuff which we think you really like. Here's a special promo code for you. Come back and use this code and you get 20% off. You see, something as simple as that can jam up your business with cash,
right?
A whole lot of cash. So that's the first one. Rework your past customers list. So talk to the team, get with the team, say, hey, guys, we want to work on this. Now, what I get my clients to do is I get you to rank every one of the 9 cash generators on a scale of 1 to 10. How good are you at utilizing this generator?
Hmm.
So in reworking your past customers list, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 means you're brilliant. You're doing this already. You're all out and it's really working great. 1 means or 0, it means you're doing nothing in this area. And that's still a good sign because by doing nothing and you're still surviving and making money, that's a good sign. So if you actually did something, you would thrive. You would make huge amounts of money.
Right.
So that's the first one, rework your past customers list. Number two, the second fast cash generator that I've put together is increase your average sale. When a customer comes into a business and they spend a certain amount, what are you doing to increase that amount? Upsell them something upsell something or have a better script or put together a package or increase your range so you've got more to sell to them. Now, this at the point of selling, at the point of sale, many businesses don't realize that you can actually increase the average sale. You can talk to the customer and say, hey, look, I noticed that you're buying this. You might also need X, Y, and Z. I call it the McDonald's effect.
Mm.
And you walk into McDonald's and say, I like a burger and a Coke. The lady's going to ask you six magic words. Would you like fries with that? Those 6 words, if you it may add just about 30 cents to McDonald's revenues, but around the world, that's over $3 billion, simply because you and I are eating fries. So the question then becomes, what are your fries in the business? What could you ask your customer, hey, would you like X, Y, and Z with that? So many businesses don't pay attention to this. It's sometimes ridiculously simple. With a slight change in your script, you could increase your average dollar sale. A customer spending 5,000 ringgit, you can get them spending 5,100 or 5,200. Now, that extra 100 ringgit, it may sound like nothing, but if in a year you've got 2,000 people to do that, then you've made 200,000. See, or you've got someone to spend an extra 1,000 ringgit, and you've got 10 people to do that in a week, that's an extra 10,000 ringgit in a week. So this is very, very important. It's a huge cash generator. But you need to sit with the team again and start to brainstorm, hey, what are some of the products and services that come before our product and service, that come during our product and service, and that come after our products and services, and can we stock all of that, or can we offer all of that and maybe even outsource some of it to other businesses? So that's a really huge cash generator, really lovely one as well. It doesn't cost you anything to do. So that's the second one. Mm-hmm. And number three. So now look at number three. So the first one, you're looking at reworking your past customers. Second one, you're looking at increasing the average sale per customer. Third one is rework lead generation campaigns and responses. Rework that. So lead generation campaigns simply means all those campaigns that generate inquiries in your business. Rework that. Rework all your lead generation campaigns and responses. Now, what do I mean and why am I saying this? Many businesses take a very robotic approach to marketing. After a while, they have the same ads going in for months or years. They have the same campaigns running, and they leave it in the background, and it gets a certain percentage of responses, and they feel that is it. That is what the market is doing to respond to them. But if you rework this and you remove some of these old marketing and start testing, again, you test out new campaigns, you test out different approaches, you'd be very surprised. You'd be very surprised what that could actually do. You change a headline in an ad, change some photographs, change the ad even. You may get 10 times the responses. Things may have completely changed. You may want to explore new avenues you've never explored. For example, right now, one of the most popular things with especially people with iPhones is Clubhouse. So Clubhouse is an app that is very useful and that can get you a lot of coverage with your right target markets. You could be doing a lot of things in that area and generating some very good leads as well. So you want to rework your lead generation campaign. So I'll start with the list.
Right.
You make a list out of every single lead generation strategy that you have and that you've been running for the last 1 or 2 years, and then you look at it and you start to rework them. And the philosophy here is simply these three words. Try new things. Try new things. You never know. Test and measure. Test new things, measure. And again, put a budget to it and test small. When it really works, go very big. Like, for example, you know, I've had clients who started testing billboards and then that worked like a charm, you know, and they've never done that before. And I've got people testing different avenues of online marketing, maybe Facebook videos, Instagram videos, and all sorts of stuff. And there's offline marketing campaigns that they've tested as well. So the idea is rework it. Rework your lead generation campaigns and the responses that you're getting. Rework your approach to the responses. When someone responds to your lead generation, how do you work on that response? For example, someone says online, Facebook, in one of your ads, the PM price. Now, what do you do when somebody says that? Do you just PM them the price? Or do you insist on them sending you a phone number and you give them a call? What do you do? What are you going to test there? So that's number three. And that's a very critical one. So I think a lot of businesses actually don't do very much when it comes to their lead generation campaigns.
Right.
They let it run on autopilot.
Right.
So you want to really look at that. And that's the third one. And now you've got three running already. You've got three ones running.
Okay.
So now you're looking at number four, cash generator number four.
What would it be?
Number four would be better sales scripts. This is an interesting one because at some point when you realize everything is going to come down to your sales scripts, whether that's online or offline, if you think about it, it's all coming down to the pitch. So you want to start working. This is a major cash generator. You want to start working on better sales script. You want to test different pitches. How are you pitching to your prospects right now or even your clients? What sort of pitch do you have? So I say this, dare to be bold. Dare to be bold, you know, test a different pitch. Try to maybe ask for the sale, ask for a bigger sale. How are you doing it right now? And this could work in any industry. And most people, they have a standard way, just like in the previous cash generator, they have a very standard way or autopilot way of pitching their sales. Why not test something completely new? Have design a better sales script. Instead of, take for example, a typical retail outlet, you walk into it, the lady would come up to you or the guy and say, can I help you? And then you're going to say, no, I'm just looking. So that script doesn't work.
Right.
But imagine if they came up to you and say, hi, is this your first time here? And you go, yeah. Say, excellent, let me show you a new range of shoes. You say, oh, no, I've been here before. Oh, thanks for coming back. Let me show you a new range of shoes. Now, that's a completely different script. But that script can add a huge amount of revenues into your business. So I tell a lot of businesses, when you look at your at generating cash, one of the things you've got to look at also are the people involved in that cash generation process. How are they pitching? How are they speaking to their to the customers and to the prospects? And test. Dare to be bold and test different pitches and examine these pitches. Test out different elements within the pitches as well. And one of the best things you can do is role play. Mm-hmm. One of the best forms of training in the world is role playing. Get one person to be a prospect and the other one to be the salesperson and role play that. Role play till you get it right. Mm. And video it so that they can see their own performance as well.
Right.
And that'll give a huge change in how they get results. So that's number four.
Right. We'll go through the rest after this. I'm here with Jeevan Sahadevan going through the 9 fast cash generators for businesses. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. We've got Jeevan Sahadevan here who joins us the first Monday of every month. Our topic today is 9 fast cash generators for businesses, and we're going to go through the rest now.
Yep. Now we go to number 5. Number 5 is the very interesting one, which, again, often overlooked by a lot of businesses, is target unconverted prospects.
Hmm.
What do I mean by that? Target unconverted prospects. Let's say now you ran a campaign and you got 10 responses. Out of the 10 responses, one bought. So most businesses get very excited and they work on the person that bought. But what about the 9 that didn't buy? What happened to them?
Hmm.
What's actually happened to these unconverted prospects? And this is interesting because a lot of businesses just leave it alone. So you want to start targeting. Go back through your data and find out where are all these unconverted prospects. They did show interest at one point. What happened? Now, this is quite scary when you look at a lot of business because there are huge numbers in these areas and no one pays attention to this. I once got a retail outlet in a mall. I said, I want you to just track how many people actually walked into your store and how many bought for a particular day. So we picked a day and we tracked. And this is where it got interesting because, you see, they never tracked this.
Right.
So we just tracked every single person that walked into the shop and looked at all the clothing, look at the different clothing line and everything, and we tracked how many bought. So we looked at it that in that one particular day, they had something like, I think it was about 25 sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. About 80 people walked in.
Right.
So 80 people walked in and only 25 bought. What happened to the rest of them? So, what happened? I said, well, nothing. I said, what do you do with them? The rest of them said, nothing. I said, well, we don't even know who they are. I mean, how do we target them? I said, well, okay, so one of the first things you want to do when people walk in is just collect the name card or find some way to capture that database.
Mm.
Or if they don't buy, maybe, catch them on the way out and give them an offer, something. But you see, the fact is, we've got a huge number of people who are not buying.
Mm.
And these are unconverted prospects. They came, they had a look, and they leave.
Mm.
So, and again, majority of businesses do very little about this. So this is a huge cash generator. You want to target these unconverted prospects and come up with some ideas, come up with some strategies on what you can do to get these people to convert. It can be as simple as approaching them a second time and making them an offer and, starting that process again. So that's huge. That's really huge, and it happens with every industry as well.
Right.
That's number 5.
Mm.
Number six is lock in sales in advance. And, for example, you could give a contract. You have a contract with another business where you locked in a lot of sales, or you can give a special offer if they make 3 months payment in advance or a bulk buy deal. So, again, this is huge. You could look at it and you tell the customer, look, I can give you much better pricing if you were to buy X amount in advance. You place orders in advance. That, and this happens a lot in many businesses too. You can find many online businesses do that. If you buy one product, say online, it could be $40, but if you bought 4 in advance, so instead of paying $160, you'd probably pay $100 and you save $60 or something like that.
Mm.
So locking in sales in advance before you deliver the goods as well, that can be huge. And you want to brainstorm this. You want to see, okay, how can we do that? And this, again, can apply with any industry. And
right.
You just have to put a formula to it. So how does it work if someone was to pay you a huge amount more in advance? You know, and there are many tools now to facilitate this, from easy payment models to all sorts of credit card schemes and all kinds of things you can do.
Right.
But the idea is lock in sales in advance.
And give discounts if necessary?
Yeah, exactly. So you could give some very good discounts as well. And again, the discount has to be attractive. I mean, if you tell someone, hey, look, you know, if you buy 10 items instead of one, you get a 2% discount, that's just going to make them run away really quickly. So it's got to be something attractive, you know, that psychologically as well, the person feels that they're getting a good deal. Mm. So if they lock this in advance, then they buy more in advance, they're getting a really good deal. I've got, even in my own business, I've got some clients who pay me 1 year's fees in advance and they get a really good deal. So instead of paying me quarterly or even monthly, they do a whole year in advance, and that they get a much better deal. So it's not common, but it is very doable, and a lot of businesses can make this offering, can structure something out, and then unpack it with the prospect or the client and show them what's available.
Right.
So that's number six.
Okay.
Then we go to number seven. Number seven is the one that businesses resist the most whenever I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of the easiest to do, actually. Number seven is simply this. Increase prices by 10%. But here's the best thing, yeah? No one will notice. And that's the best thing, you know. And people say, oh, are you crazy? I can't do this. People are going to go nuts. I say, well, here's the thing. Don't make a big deal about it. Just increase your prices by 10%. And first, in most cases, nobody will notice.
You think?
Most businesses won't. If I ask you right now, how much is a gardenia bread and how much was it a year ago, you have no clue.
Right.
How much is Dutch lady milk and how much was it 6 months ago, 1 year ago? You don't have an idea. Mm. Or if I ask a table that you were looking at, how much was it when you were looking at it, and how much is it now when you're going to buy it? Again, you don't know.
Did you think people are more price sensitive now, though?
They may be price sensitive according to the price that is displayed.
Okay.
So you see, so they can be price sensitive at any price. So you can say something's 100 ringgit, everyone says, oh, you know, that's expensive. And then you make that something 90 ringgit, oh, you know, that's expensive. You make it 110, oh, no, you know, that's expensive. So people are just price sensitive in general, but any price.
Right.
So that's interesting. You see, so a lot, like, let's take a restaurant. Now you've got a pasta that goes for 25 ringgit. So I'm saying increase it by 10%. That's 2 ringgit and 50 cents.
Mm.
So now it's going for 27.50. I don't think anyone's going to say, wait a minute, I think it was 25 bucks before this.
Mm.
You see, so this is the thing. And immediately you make 10% more. And a lot of businesses can get some huge oxygen from just doing this.
Mm.
And, of course, some businesses would double prices and then they say, hey, look, that didn't work. Yeah, that is a huge jump. That would get a lot of notice. I mean, if you're paying $270,000 for a Mercedes and then suddenly that car is 400K, obviously you would notice that.
Mm.
And that's huge. That would be a big one. But if it went up to 280, 285, or even 290, you know, not many would even notice that. Unless you're a hardcore fan, yeah, you might. But the thing is this, you see, this is an experiment, and you can test this, you know, and if businesses, they're afraid, they test a little small increase. But the thing is, some businesses have prices that have been the same for 10 years.
Hmm.
And, you know, you haven't taken into consideration inflation and everything else. So this is a very big area. Number seven is a really big one. So and an exciting cash generator. So do that. Get it done. 10%. Start with 10%. You know, you could work your way up. And next one, number eight.
Hmm.
Number eight is a very nice one. Number eight is unleash the power of testimonials.
Okay.
Now, this is incredibly powerful, and it can generate huge amounts of cash in your business. Unleash the power of testimonials. And the way to do this is, the mistake many businesses make is they have a generalized testimonial. Like someone says, oh, this is a great business, you should go to them. No. Get product specific. Get the person saying, you know, I have been using this X product for now 10 years and it's been absolutely amazing. Now, you go product specific, different testimonials for different products and different services that you offer. And sometimes you may need to coach them on how to talk about the product or the services. Many people could be shy and they don't know what to say. So you might need to give them a little bit of help on that. And the key really with testimonials is emotion, make it emotional and inspiring.
Mm.
So people want to be a little emotional as they talk about the service or the product, and inspiring, you know, so how this has really helped them. Mm. And it's amazing how well testimonials work in any industry. It's absolutely amazing. But the mistake is always when people do vague, generalized testimonials. You don't want to do that. You want to go very product specific. This is a massive cash generator. When a prospect is considering buying your service or product, and they think, well, maybe not, and then they see the testimonial, that can be a game changer.
Right.
Out of every 10 prospects that see the testimonial, maybe five more may buy,
mm-hmm.
when originally it may have been just one, and suddenly another five buy. So this is a big one. Number 8 is a really big one.
And the final one.
And the last one, number 9. So we've done 8 already. So number 9 is CRC, clients refer clients.
Okay.
So this is another very big one. And you want to design your business in such a way that clients can refer other clients. And no, I'm not talking prospects. I'm talking clients. I mean, they actually refer and close somebody else for you. They sign these people up. How can you do that? You can use promo codes. You can use vouchers. You can do a bring a friend campaign. You can have a referral price. You could guide them in how they can do this. You can talk to them about bringing other clients on for you on board and all sorts of ways. But the idea is, how is your business doing this? Most businesses have no facility for a client to refer another client. Now, what's the benefit? What's in it for them? Why should they do it?
Mm.
How can they do that? Client referral clients is such a big area. And again, see, when a client is happy with your service and they bring another client, that person is almost guaranteed to sign up with business with you. And a lot of businesses actually do operate on a referral basis, which is very, very powerful. Like, say, for example, if you wanted to get an auditor, an accountant, there's a very high chance you'll ask someone, hey, do you have a good auditor, a good accountant, and they refer that and you sign up. Mm. That's a client referral client. So they signed you up. And the auditor may not have done very much, but the person may tell you, Frida, this is such a great auditor. You really want to use these guys. And bang, you're in already.
Right.
So client referral clients is such a big program. And what is your business doing about it? So when you look at these cash generators, these fast cash generators, they're literally what it says. The fast cash generators. At this point, as businesses head back into the marketplace, you want to go way past survival and you want to look at thriving. Thrive big. The economy is starting to boom. The vaccines are in and doors are going to open between countries. A lot of things are going to happen and you want to catch that wave.
Mm.
You want to surf on that wave. You know, you want to really go out there and you want to get your team ready. Now, you don't need to do all of the 9 cash generators at one go, but you want to start launching one after the other. So just a very quick recap. First one was, number 1, was rework your past customers list. Number 2, increase the average sale per customer, make them spend more. Number 3, rework lead generation campaigns and responses. Don't run it on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reworking, get it better. Number 4, better sales scripts. Improve the way your team pitches. Number 5 is target unconverted prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So all those prospects that haven't bought and that you've forgotten about, go back to them, target them. Number 6, lock in sales in advance. Get people paying you more money up front.
Mm-hmm.
7, increase prices by at least 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And again, something that's often resisted, but you want to do. Number 8, unleash the power of testimonials, especially specific testimonials to a product or to a service. And the last one, CRC, clients refer clients.
Right.
Now, whack these 9 cash generators together, work them with your team, and your business will have an explosive momentum forward. So I'm hoping that many people are going to be blessed by these 9 cash generators and they're going to work really hard on it and then have an incredible March and the rest of 2021 as well.
Right.
So this is going to be exciting as markets open all over the place and we move forward.
Right. And of course, you know, you've got this to work out. I know it's the beginning of March today. And Jeevan Sadevan will be back the first Monday of April. Thanks for spending time with us. I've been speaking to Jeevan Sadevan on 9 fast cash generators for businesses. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.